I'm Matthew McConaughey, and you are listening to the Texas Standard.
Fiber. It's not just what's for breakfast anymore. In fact, if you're a city, failure to have enough fiber can be fatal when it comes to competing for business. Obviously, we're talking about a different sort of fiber here, one that Susan Crawford hones in her new book, Fiber, The Coming Tech Revolution, and Why America Might Miss It. Ms. Crawford, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
Here in Austin, I've been seeing crews putting down Google Fiber lines for some time now, and I'm wondering, what tech revolution are we really missing?
Well, you're pretty lucky in Austin. You've got about a third of the city covered by Google Fiber. Because you're in a dense area, you've got relatively better choices than many other people across Texas. But Google isn't going to be expanding that network, and unless something dramatic happens, the rest of Texas will not be getting that capacity. And what you're missing is the opportunity to start the new industries of the future, to really care for everybody, to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to get great health care, great education, be able to work where they live rather than having to live where they work, confront climate change by getting people off the roads, all kinds of things that you miss if you don't have world-class, persistent, cheap connection to data.
I just want to be clear here because we're talking about something that's bigger than just faster internet. I mean, when you talk about improving healthcare, how does that work?
Well, the comparison between fiber and a regular internet connection is something like the comparison between a 15-mile-wide river and a little dribble of water. And what that makes possible for healthcare is eye contact, a feeling of human presence, being able to visit the doctor from wherever you are. We can't even imagine that in America, but that is a future of healthcare that will bring down hospitalization costs and get everybody better care.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about 5G in certain parts of the state. There are efforts to build out a new 5G network. How does 5G fit into the fiber revolution as you describe it?
Well, the fiber revolution is also the advanced wireless revolution. You can't have those very high-capacity wireless connections without fiber everywhere connecting to those little cells that are carrying 5G. Saying that we could have wireless without fiber is like saying you can have an airplane without an airport. And that tsunami of data coming from that high-speed wireless connection has to land on a fiber node to be carried to the rest of the internet. So these two things are absolutely complementary.
So if I hear you correctly, what we're enjoying, at least in parts of Austin, pretty much the rest of the Lone Star State is not having an opportunity to benefit from. And yet, as I understand it, there are some smaller cities in Texas, Lampasas, Taylor, New Braunfels, trying to make some moves toward developing fiber networks. They get it.
They do get it. And this is a dramatic development just a couple of years ago. Court said, look, any town in Texas that has what's called home rule authority that can make rules for itself without asking for permission from the state has the authority to put in a fiber network, you know, bond for it, find the funds for it, and sell service to residents. That applies to any big city, too. So there's a tremendous opportunity for Texas cities and towns and cooperatives and rural areas to be taking their destiny into their own hands rather than being bossed around by the incumbents.
Well, now, let me ask you something, because this gets at a larger sort of philosophical question, and that is, who do the fiber networks belong to? What you're describing, what we've just been talking about here, where cities are taking it upon themselves to build out fiber networks, is this the public utility of the future that we're really describing, or is that, I mean, is there a tension there?
There really isn't. You can think of this like a street grid. The city doesn't necessarily have to sell service itself, but it needs to make the basic fiber available to retail providers who can then get involved in selling service. Where there's enough density and competition, I can imagine several providers of retail services emerging. But not having a fiber network reaching every home and business is like not having a street grid, not having water, not having electricity. And what's fascinating about this entire subject is that we're recapitulating exactly the same pattern we followed for the electrification of America with fiber. We've left telecommunications at this point absolutely to the private market with no intervention by government. And what's happening is a whole bunch of people are left behind, competition has vanished, and prices are high. And it took intervention by the government to ensure that what we have now could be the case, that you take an electricity connection for granted. It's cheap. It makes it possible for you to do whatever you want to do. Now we have to take that step with fiber.
I have to ask you, what gets a Harvard law professor interested in fiber and the fiber revolution? Why was this such an interesting subject for you?
Well, I don't like seeing people get bossed around, and the entire country is being bossed around by about five big companies: Comcast, Spectrum, AT&T, Verizon, CenturyLink. And I also want people to understand an area that is deliberately confusing and made so by the PR people who are involved in this area. There's a lot of money here and a lot of, I'd say, deception, self-deception in legislators who are often essentially bought off and ignoring an entire policy issue. So the book is aimed at making it very clear what the situation is, explaining all the terms in very approachable language and making it human, and explaining that it's time for us to face this giant issue and take it on, or the country loses relevance on the global scale.
All right, I have to ask, because we have a state legislature that has just gaveled into session. If you had their ear, what do you tell them? Can the state facilitate this, or is this something that has to be led at the local level? How do you see this?
Absolutely. The state could facilitate it. It's hard to imagine, with the state being the home of AT&T, that AT&T would ever let this happen. But what we need to give those state legislators is air cover, political cover, saying absolutely there's a government role for involvement in communications. Three-quarters of Americans believe that. This is not a partisan issue. This is about social justice and economic growth. And the state could lower the cost of capital for entities and cities that want to build fiber, could itself be involved in making sure it happens. There are all kinds of things the state could do. As a matter of political reality, it is hard to imagine Texas allowing that to happen.
Susan Crawford is the author of the new book, Fiber, The Coming Tech Revolution and Why America Might Miss It. She's professor at Harvard Law School. Susan, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.